Hopefully you enjoyed the weekend temperatures, because this week we're going to get much colder and head back into the deep freeze. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We do expect balmy weather to still occur today, with 20 and 30 degree highs expected across the region. As we go into Tuesday and Wednesday, we'll gradually start a cooling trend, with Wednesday's highs in the single digits and teens near the Canada border, but still in the 20s across a big part of South Dakota and southwestern Minnesota. The coldest air comes along as we get into the weekend. That's when we'll see those high temperatures in the negative and positive single digits in the north half of the region, and positive single digits and teens in the south. That'll occur both Saturday and Sunday. The nighttime lows will be most punishing. We do expect to see some temperatures below minus 20 during the weekend. Until then, though, not so bad. We expect the lows tomorrow in the teens and 20s across the area. On Wednesday, we'll look for lows in single digits and teens, and then Thursday, we'll see positive and negative single digits in the north and single digits in the south. It does get colder after that, of course, and that's when we will see those negative teens and negative lower 20s across the northernmost parts of the region as we go from Friday into Sunday. The southern parts of the region will see mostly negative single digit readings. Now, I believe the coldest air for this whole scenario is going to end up occurring early to midweek next week, so hang on to your hats. It's probably going to get a little colder still. In the meantime, all of this is still developing, so we'll have to wait and see what the models do over the next day or two. We do expect to see snow and rain occur today from Montana into South Dakota. The precipitation shouldn't be heavy, except maybe in a small part of central and southeastern South Dakota. In that area, we'll see rain and rain changing to snow, and it'll be a wet snow, and we'll end up seeing some significant accumulation over several counties from the central parts of South Dakota into the southeast near the Nebraska and Iowa border. The accumulations will run 2 to 5 inches, and there could be something greater. It really depends on how quickly the precipitation changes over to snow. But at this point, I would stay mostly in that range, 2 to 5 inches, and we'll look for the rest of our listening area to not be impacted by significant moisture. Now, I should point out that the rain and snow mix may produce upwards to a half inch of moisture in some of that area in central through southeastern South Dakota. Everybody else, a trace is all that can be expected, if that. And as we go forward through the rest of our forecast period, the cold air will generate a few snow flurries once in a while, but there should not be a well-organized precipitation event all the way into Saturday. Now, as we go from Saturday into the first part of next week, there could be a little more snow occur across parts of the region, because there will be a short-term bout of warming and then another surge of cold, as I mentioned before, that should generate some lighter snow across a larger part of the region. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.